From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all his fullness.
Once again, we count it a privilege to welcome you to another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns continues a series of studies in Psalm 138. The great theme of this psalm is worship, particularly how God's people are to worship Him. First, please enjoy a brief devotional thought taken from Morning and Evening, a collection from the pen of the great 19th century English preacher Charles Haddon Spurgeon. This morning's text is found in Psalm 149 and verse 2. Let Israel rejoice in Him. Be glad of heart, O believer, but take care that thy gladness has its spring in the Lord. Thou hast much cause for gladness in thy God, for thou canst sing with David, God, my exceeding joy. Be glad that the Lord reigneth, that Jehovah is king. Rejoice that he sits upon the throne and ruleth all things. Every attribute of God should become a fresh ray in the sunlight of our gladness. That he is wise should make us glad, knowing as we do our own foolishness. That he is mighty should cause us to rejoice who tremble at our weakness. That he is everlasting should always be a theme of joy, when we know that we wither as the grass. That he is unchanging should perpetually yield us a song, since we change every hour. That he is full of grace, that he is overflowing with it, and that this grace in covenant he has given to us, that it is ours to cleanse us, ours to keep us, ours to sanctify us, ours to perfect us, ours to bring us to glory, all this should tend to make us glad in him. This gladness in God is as a deep river. We have only as yet touched its brink. We know a little of its clear, sweet, heavenly streams, but onward the depth is greater, and the current more impetuous in its joy. The Christian feels that he may delight himself not only in what God is, but also in all that God has done in the past. The Psalms show us that God's people in olden times were wont to think much of God's actions, and to have a song concerning each of them. So let God's people now rehearse the deeds of the Lord. Let them tell of his mighty acts, and sing unto the Lord, for he hath triumphed gloriously. Nor let them ever cease to sing, for as new mercies flow to them day by day, so should their gladness in the Lord's loving acts, in providence and in grace, show itself in continued thanksgiving. Be glad, ye children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God.
Thank you.
Are you looking for guidance and help in your study of the Bible? Several ministers of the Free Presbyterian Church, including Dr. Alan Cairns, have produced a brief but very helpful brochure called 10 Commandments of Bible Study, which will help you to gain much blessing from your time in the Holy Scriptures. The method is designed to help believers achieve a comprehensive knowledge of the chapter contents of the Scriptures and to enable them to use that knowledge to guide and quicken them in their personal prayer lives. For a free copy of 10 Commandments of Bible Study, simply email info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. If you prefer regular mail, simply write Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Again, that's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Increase your knowledge of God's Word by requesting your free copy of 10 Commandments of Bible Study. Today, Dr. Alan Cairns continues a series based on Psalm 138 as he brings the final portion of a message entitled, The Certain Subjection of All Earthly Powers to Our God and to His Christ. The text is verses 4 and 5 of the Psalm, All the kings of the earth shall praise thee, O Lord, when they hear the words of thy mouth. Yea, they shall sing in the ways of the Lord, for great is the glory of the Lord. This text awaits future fulfillment when all the rulers of this world shall worship God as he commands. Dr. Cairns has been emphasizing that the study of prophecy ought to have an impact in the believer's life in the present. Ultimately, God's redemptive purpose will triumph as the kings and rulers of the earth bow before him. The message for God's people now is that the unsaved need to see the reality of God's grace and power in the lives of believers. And now to bring God's Word for today, here is Dr. Alan Cairns.
So the glory of God will speak to us of His transcendent sovereignty, of His almighty power, of His redemptive purpose, and all tied in to His personal presence as He prosecutes that purpose to its successful conclusion. Now that is the reason, that is the power that will bring the kings of the earth to worship the Lord. But if that's so, and it is, Why would it not have that effect today? To the extent, at least, of God's sovereign appointment. In other words, what I'm saying is, when you believe that God is going to do this, when you believe that because the glory of the Lord is great, when you believe because he's sovereign and almighty and has a purpose of redemption, that the gospel is going to triumph ultimately and universally, then you have the confidence to go anywhere in this world. You can go to any people in this world. You can face any circumstances in this world. You can face any opposition in this world. And you can know the gospel of Jesus Christ will prevail, because great is the glory of the Lord. And he is yet building his church, and he is yet bringing in the full number of his elect. He is yet saving sinners, an innumerable company beyond human computation, out of every tribe and tongue and kindred and nation, and he will continue to do so throughout the course of human history until he brings to pass this full and final and glorious and irreversible dominion of the gospel. That's the vision. And I'm asking you today to rise above your peculiar prophetic scheme. I'm asking you to rise above that, even if it happens to be the right one. And it's the right one if it agrees with me. But I'm asking you to rise above that and see this overarching truth, and let that truth of the ultimate success and universal dominion of Christ and his gospel, let that be the spur that will give you confidence to go and make him known, because the very thing that will bring about the final victory is as true now as it will be then. Great is the glory of the Lord. And our sovereign God is almighty. And his purpose is a purpose of grace, even in the midst of judgments. Never forget this. Even in the midst of judgments. I've talked about Western society being under judgment. God, even in the midst of the greatest judgments. You find this constantly in the book of the Revelation, where you have two parallel themes. You have the wrath of God and you have the wrath of the devil. And they're playing havoc, as it were, with the world, making havoc in it. But God, out of that, is still doing a mighty work of grace. And at that time, saving millions. So never lose sight of this fact, that at every point in the history of this world since the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, God's purpose of redemption has been to save an innumerable company of people, and he's still doing that work. His glory is great. There's a second fact here to which we should give attention, and let that also encourage us to have confidence in the gospel, and that is that the ultimate victory of the gospel will be accomplished by the very same means that the Lord has placed in our hands. Watch carefully again at the words of the text. Verse 4, all the kings of the earth shall praise thee, O Lord, when they hear the words of thy mouth. When will they repent? When they hear the words of thy mouth. So the hearing of the word of God is what God uses by his sovereign almighty power to create faith and repentance. But is that confined to prophecy? Is that confined to that future day? No, that's exactly how the Lord worked in the days of the Acts of the Apostles. That's how the Lord has worked throughout history. That's how the Lord is working today. This is the ministry of the Holy Spirit, indeed, to lead men to faith and to repentance. How? Through them hearing the words of the Lord's mouth. You remember the words of Hebrews 4, verse 12. The word of God is quick or living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. You remember the words of Romans chapter 10. How shall they hear without a preacher? How shall they preach except they be sent? There's the necessity of the preaching of the word. Why? Because faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Let man hear the words of God's mouth. And that's what produces faith, and that's what produces repentance. Is it any wonder, therefore, that the devil is so busy in the church of Christ, getting preachers and churches onto every other thing other than the preaching of the words of God's mouth? There's a lot of very interesting things that preachers may talk about. I personally have a great enjoyment in reading solid Christian apologetics. Some people would be bored by it. I personally enjoy it. For years, I used to read myself to sleep at night reading Cornelius Van Til's apologetics and Christian evidences and systematic theology. Maybe that's why I didn't take in too much, because I was too sleepy. But I enjoyed that. Everybody has his own way of going mad. And while the undergirding interpretation in those books is that which forms much of my ministry, if you want it, that's the philosophy, that's the worldview. I hate that term, but that's the jargon of the day. Nonetheless, as Mr. Spurgeon once said, I'm not sent to preach up men's doubts and try to argue around them. I'm sent to preach the words of God's mouth. And at the end of the day, all my argumentation will not lead souls to faith, and it will not lead souls to repentance, and it will not lead them to embrace Christ for salvation. You see, the trouble with the souls of men is not merely with their mind. In fact, it is never an intellectual problem that keeps sinners from Christ. It's a heart problem. They're dead in sin. They're shaping in iniquity. They're in living rebellion against God. So what is needed? What is needed is the mighty glory of the Lord to intervene, to let them hear the words of his mouth. And when they hear the words of his mouth, he'll lead them to faith. The entrance of thy words giveth light. So if that's going to be what the Lord uses to bring all the kings of the earth before his Son, bowing in worship and praise, if it's just letting them hear the words of his mouth that's going to effect such a wonderful result, isn't it time, with confidence, that we started to let people hear the words of the Lord's mouth? We have a well-established confidence that the means at our disposal are powerful, they're adequate, they're successful. I want you to understand that. I'm sick, sore, and tired listening to carnal preachers telling us about how we need to have this new methodology and that new methodology and the other new methodology. I never forget what my friend, the late Jordan Kahn, said. Some of you will remember him from 1981. Maybe, I think it was about 81. He came visiting us in Sharon Drive. the mightiest man of prayer I have ever known. When Jordan Kahn met people and they told him, you know, you can't expect to see done today what the apostles saw done in the saving of souls. You can't expect to see a mighty move of God sweeping thousands into the kingdom of Christ. You can't expect to see that. These are the last days. These are awful days. Blah, 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 blah. And Jordan Kahn just drew himself up to his full height, which was quite imposing. And his dark, burning eyes bored into them. And he said, when you have prayed for 10 days and 10 nights, as the early church did, when you have prayed for 10 days, then you come and tell me that God doesn't work today. Trouble is, you won't pray. You won't give yourself to prayer as did the early church. You want their power without their pain and their passion. And because you won't have the pain and the passion, you deny that there's such a thing as the power. I never forgot the challenge. The means are adequate. The means are powerful. And they are successful. They will prevail. We are on the winning side. The gospel is going to prevail. I know the Lord is sovereign and he's working out his own sovereign purpose. He's working his own timetable. But the end is not in doubt. So therefore, let's, with confidence, chase away the fear of man, the unbelief of the flesh, the laziness of the flesh. Let's allow this confidence to stir our own souls. As I say, if the prophetic vision doesn't have a present impact on our lives, we're misusing it. We must pray God to stir our souls to make Christ known. To make him known by every means legitimately at our disposal. To make him known in every place. To make him known where he has been heard of before. To make him known where he has never been heard of before. To let the world see and hear what the Lord has done for us. I say that as I close to encourage you, because you see, the usual response is, well, I can't. I can't preach. I can't do this, I can't do that. Running through that stream of prophecy that I have quoted liberally this morning, there is one vital fact. And that is that these people who will hear the words of the Lord's mouth will also be mightily moved when they see the effect of the Lord's grace and power in the lives of his people.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, a booklet that sets forth the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church, you may have a copy free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, or if you'd like to see if there is a free church in your area, We invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we let the Bible speak.